Yo,
yo, yo,
sports and stuff. We right back at y'all. Miami Will in the building.
Yes, sir.
Be cool, cool, because it's never that serious, man. We was talking about what were we talking about?
We started talking about Markel and then kind of went to just the playoff picture.
Yeah, we just jumped around on the NBA a little bit.
Then went to LiAngelo.
LiAngelo. That's what we were talking about, LiAngelo Ball last time. You know, I wish the young man good luck.
For sure.
And his family, you know, because, you know, they out here doing it, doing, you know, kind of the way. Not quite the way everybody would do it, but not quite. But you know, some of the things they doing, good things out here. You know, despite some of the foolery.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I think LeVar got a plan. It's like I said, the duo. He always got a plan behind this. So, it's kind of weird that he entered the draft. He just entered the draft out of nowhere, kind of like this, right? Doesn't it seem kind of just weird that he did that?
I don't know. I mean, I think he was always a one and done. I think that was always the plan with the Bowl fam. They won in and done, and you know, so he finished his year out overseas. So obviously he's eligible, but I think that was always the plan going in with the family, though.
Yeah, you might be right. You are right. Yeah, well, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise then.
Nah.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess what threw it off is him getting caught up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Still in China.
Yeah, I think the whole incident in China is what, you know, kind of threw off the perfect plan.
Right.
You know, the plan, you know, they're still going to go through with it because he's declaring for the draft. But, you know, they're sticking with it, I guess. Good luck to him. But, you know, I got him going to a West Coast team. He'll probably end up on the Lakers Summer League, honestly. Why wouldn't he, right?
Yeah. If it come down to it, why wouldn't it? Yeah.
If anybody gonna give them a shot, it's gonna be them. Damn, I ain't gonna say they have to, but I mean, if they don't, it'll make them look very bad.
I will say this though, with Pops though, Pops gonna have to lay low on this one, man, because
yeah. I know what you're getting to, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, because LiAngelo, he's not his brother. His brother was a draft pick. I mean, obviously, he went number two. So, no matter what Pops did, he was always going to be, you know, a top three pick. But his brother ain't in the same boat. So, if Pops out there talking that bullshit, and even if a team is considering to pick up LiAngelo, that's going to drive a lot of people off. So, Pops got to recognize that. I mean, he's kind of made his mark in terms of being on TV, getting his brand out there. He can pretty much go on any talk show. And he got to just recognize, man, his big ball of brand's worth. But more importantly, man, if he all about his sons, he's going to have to recognize that. This time's a little different. And then the same case for the youngest son. You know, the case is going to be a little bit different, man, because they're not coming in, you know, with the same hype as Big Brother. So we'll see, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, next. We're gonna talk about. I wish Mark would check in, but the top three albums, your favorite top three albums. I mean, it doesn't even have to be hip hop. It could be jazz or gospel, whatever you like. What are your top three albums of all time? Yeah.
And why?
And why? You know, because no, it's a meaning. It's a meaning behind every behind most songs. But I mean, if you got an album that you know you could pretty much play the whole thing over and over and over and over again, I mean, it must mean something to you.
Right.
So,
so in other words, it gotta be a classic off the break. Gotta be a classic if it's gonna be your top albums. And then, to me, it might not be the best album if you would ask 100 people, but it's the best to you. And you know, like you said, it's the reason behind it. So, I'll let you start. Be at least we can start out. We can do one on one. You know, go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Give me one of your three though.
One is Aquemina.
Okay, Outkast.
Wow. First off, that's just what I was riding to in high school.
Right.
But I mean, from start to finish, the whole album. It was just one of the jazziest. It was one of the jazziest, most gangster albums, you know, I ever heard. Like a little bit of everything. We had Sporty Yachty, Dopealicious. What else? Return of the Gangster.
Return of the Gangster. Aquemina.
You know what I'm talking about? Gangsta. It was like the first song on the CD.
I got that on my podcast, man. Hey, Aquemina.
Yeah, with remember the song they had with Slick Rick? You better go get the hump above your back now. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like the whole album cranked. The whole album cranked back and forth.
Rosa Parks was on there. Liberation was fire. What else? Synthesizer, I remember that joint was on there. Return of the G, that's another joint. Oh yeah, okay. I like that. That's a good pick. That's classic.
Like I said, Andre 3000 and Big Boy, they seem like they still rocking a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we see something soon from them. Shout out to Outkast, man. Love y'all, man. Forever, man.
For sure.
But yeah, Will, what about you?
My first album, man, I had to go with The Untouchable, Scarface. This was the album after Diary. Obviously, Diary was a classic too. But Untouchable, that came out right in high school, man. And start to finish, you let it ride. To be, Scarface at his best. Get the gritty lyrics, get the slow tempo, not an 808. This the one he had Tupac on with the Smile, which was a big hit for both of them. That's when he came out with the Mary Jane.
And if you remember, the CD turned up for you. I mean, the sound turned up for you.
On the CD?
On the first song. Doom, doom, doom.
Oh yeah.
Doom, doom, doom. You know what I mean?
I got
you. On. And once again, I come to you with rough shit.
Rough shit. Came to bust shit with motherfuckers.
If you go back and listen to the CD, listeners out there, you don't even have to turn it up. It turns it up. Scarface turned it up for you. So.
He always had Mike Dean as his engineer for all the youngsters out there. Mike Dean, one of the best engineers I ever do it. He makes all the pretty much all Scarface, Ghetto Boys, a lot of rap, a lot of CDs. But that's definitely one of my favorites. Stay on the iPod, just like Equipment Now. I used to know that whole album, but in front of the cover. Yeah, definitely Untouchable is one of mine. What's your second? Okay.
I'm gonna go with Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Okay. Took it back. Okay.
Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, man. I can listen to that. It's jazzy. I mean, it's funky. You know what I mean? Yeah. Of course, it's old school. Of course, it's Mike, but you know, this was the CD before the. This was the album before the album before Michael started getting weird. So, Off the Wall, man, good album, man. Of course, the title song, Off the Wall. What else? Lady in My Life is on there. What else? Off the Wall, Lady in My Life. It's called Burn This Disco. It's a bunch of songs on there, man. I think working day and night. Working day and night is on there. It's all hits, man.
Don't stop to get enough. Rock with you.
Rock with you. So yeah, man. That's my second one. Mike was just, you know, around what? Even I think 21 or 20. He was a young cat at the time, so. He was into that disco sound, into that club sound. They in the club snorting coke. Him and Marvin Gaye and whoever else. It was during them times. So that was a weird time. Our people survived the '70s, man. So '70s, that was probably a wild ass time, yeah. But yeah, that's my second one, man. Not to get off track. Go ahead.
Man, I'm trying to think, man. I'm thinking right now, man. I'm trying to think, man. Might be All Eyes on Me, man. All Eyes on Me. Classic hits. I know this is the album where Pop was in jail. My first album, gold platinum while in jail. As the story goes. But just a lot of classics. Yeah.
Live life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live life as a boss player to keep from getting high.
Yeah. Eyes on me.
Oh, my nigga,
I think. I think that album came out in 96. Just the impact, man. You know, this he going through his situations, and you know, as soon as the album come off, it's ambitious as a rider. So I mean, just think of that, just coming out the break. Kinda hit the world, man. That's when him and Snoop
ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Two America's Most Wanted, man. Had the one for the ladies with How Do You Want It with the Jodeci on there. Mm-hmm. Had the Scandalous. That was like our theme song. Mm-hmm. It's good with the Scandalous.
Scandalous. He's so scandalous.
And then it had the hit of all hits was like the Summertime Anthem. California Love.
That's forever.
And that's a West Coast LA song, but that was
that's worldwide though. That's a worldwide song now.
Shorty Wanna Be a Thug was on there. Thug Passion. Picture Me Rolling, Check Out Time was on there.
We gotta go.
You know, this was a double disc too, so this was anticipated albums. I think everybody wanted to see how Pac was going to go on it, and definitely a classic, and yeah, I definitely gotta put that in my top album.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna counter that one with it might, this is probably gonna seem like a weird one, but the Jay-Z, the second one, the second Jay-Z.
Is that Streets of Rage? Which one is it?
The one with the album with called
Fuck. Oh, In My Lifetime.
And then In My Lifetime. Yeah, and just the second.
It's In My Lifetime.
In My Lifetime. That was that's one of my top ones, just because Jay-Z has been quoted as saying like he thinks that's one of his worst albums because he said his mind wasn't right or something. But to me, it's one of his best, is because it's just straight. Most of the songs on there are straight flows. Like, it's really, really not. Like, it's more about the flow, the whole, you know, the whole cough up a lung, where I'm from, Marcy, son. They not, you know, it's more about the flows. On the Road to Riches and Diamond Rings. Real Nick, the John with Too Short.
Too Short, yeah, it's on there.
Because on the album, like I said, Jay-Z, he was still kind of underground a little bit. He wasn't commercial all the way yet.
Right.
On this album, man, he was a little commercial with it, but he was still real street with it. Like I said, the Wack Jones on there was the one he did with the video, Sunshine. Remember that? You deserve to be my sunshine.
Yeah,
it was that album.
Yeah, some Craig Johnson, even the intro, the million.
Yeah. A lot of questions now on the monies I've made. Yeah,
some Jones on there, man.
Was some Jones on there. Who you with?
Yeah, that's on there.
You Must Love Me. It's a Roger Jones on there. Like I said, that's one of my, like, you know, tie for third. I know it's another one out there, but that's like my tie for third joint.
That's a good one.
We got a few more minutes. Go ahead with yours, man. Get it in real quick.
I had it sad, man. Probably be maybe Tribe Called Quest, man.
Who's that? The Theory? What was the name of that?
The Low End Theory.
Low End Theory, yeah.
Had a lot of classics.
We Got the Jazz. We Got the Jazz.
Hey, Check the Rhyme, y'all. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also thinking about the one after that, though. Midnight Marauder, though, man. That might also be up there, man.
You could just group them two motherfuckers together.
Yeah, I think that's what I have to do, man. Cause Midnight Marauders also got a lot of bangers on there too, man.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, man. Did I go platinum?
Yeah. Both of them joints went platinum. Yeah, okay. I don't think it went platinum right away, but it definitely went platinum. That's the joint that had a world tour.
Which one was Scenario on?
I think Scenario was the first one. That was the Low End Theory, the Scenario.
Okay.
Like you said, you almost got to group them too, man. They both classic, multi platinum. And real quick, before we roll out, if you ain't up on that new CD, the new CD is like that, man. It was slept on. They complained. I know Q-Tip and others was complaining about how they ain't get recognized for a Grammy. But definitely, if you ain't checked that out yet, man, all the fans, man, check out
Draft.
All right.
Sports and Stuff Radio, man. We're going to catch y'all on the next one.
All right.
All right, Will. Holler at y'all.
All right, B, man. Holler at you, boy. All right. Yo, yo.
Yo. We there? What's up, we B? There? What's up?
Live in effect.
Sports and Stuff Radio, man, on a Tuesday.
What it do? What it do?
Me and Miami yeah, Will in the building. What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, live from Miami, man. Living life, man. Chilling.
Will was all he say that every time, man. Sorry, though. Look, hey, y'all. Hey, look, he's in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Doing the right thing. Got to applaud that man, man. Applaud that man.
Hey, shout out real quick, small business, man. Black-owned small business, man. Got to shout that out, man.
What's the business?
It's Lou Day Travel. LIEUDAY Travel.
Okay, yeah. You hollered that out the last time. You said Lou Day?
Lou Day. LIEU. Lou Day Travel, man. Come check me out. Come get your travel vacations in time for the summer, man. Come on, let me.
Y'all heard it right here, y'all. Lou Day Travel.
Yes, sir. I saw you say we might got a special guest tonight.
Man, I tried to connect them in. I'm still trying to get a hold of them. A lot of people, you know, they it takes for all you people out there that downloaded it. So, you know, hopefully he'll get it sooner than later and he'll be on. But he said he wanted to get on. But
that's a bet.
We will see. Anyway, March Madness. We got Final Four, y'all. Final Four teams. Yep. Loyola. Got
Michigan.
Michigan. We got Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And we got Villanova. You know, we got the Cinderella team with Loyola. I mean, they're pretty much the squad that, you know, all the underdogs are rooting for.
Right.
Sister Jean. Shout out to Sister Jean, you know. She got fans.
Hey, did you see Jalen Rose grandmother get at her today?
Yeah, she told her, nah, it's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Okay.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, like I said, always. Yeah, she waited till 90 years old to get famous. Sorry, though. She made it.
She made it.
she made it to 90 to get famous, right? In a wheelchair. It's all good, though. But, yeah, who you got in the game? Well, I mean, for me, Loyola, my aunt, Michigan. They both seem like they, you know, they two teams that pretty much play. They try to play defense, and they can shoot the ball really well. And, you know, college ball, I mean, it's critical that you have shooters because it seems like – is it me, or does it seem like it's like a three-point shooting contest every game?
Hmm.
I could be wrong, but to me it just seems like, man, it's a lot of jump shooting going on. I'm used to it being physical. You know,
right.
You know, Derek Coleman style. You know,
right.
So, I don't know. That could be me, man. What you think, man? Let me take it back one time. I guess my pick for the first game. I'm a pick Loyola.
Okay,
I think the run is going to continue. I think. I just think they're a good team this year. You know.
Right.
I think they're a strong team. They got shooters. They play D. You know, so that's what I'm going with. What about you?
I mean, kind of back to the point you started with in terms of jump shooting versus being physical, going to the rack. I think this game is basically what you just described. It's going to be a lot of jump shooters, a lot of three-pointers taken on both teams. I think I'm with you. I think the magical run is going to continue. You know, they're at the point now they're playing with house money. They ain't got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody expected them to be here. If you look at how they've been playing the last couple of games, they're not playing nervous. You know, first three games or so all went down to the wire. Last game, they kind of widened the margin. So I think at this point, their confidence is building. To me, it doesn't look like the limelight has gotten to them.
Right.
Most, you know, your George Masons, your VCU, they get to that Elite Eight, you kind of see the pressure build. You kind of see them kind of wilting under those teams that are used to being there. But I think at this point, man, I'm gonna go with the upset, man. I'm gonna go ahead and pick LaLoya. Look, I can't even tell you nobody in it. Yeah. But I just think they're on a magical run. Michigan been playing pretty good though. Out of all the teams that's remaining, they right in the thick of it in terms of playing solid. So I really don't see no weaknesses for real coming out of Michigan. They've been balling, but I just think this magical run, you know, why not, man? So I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Lawyers out of Chicago.
Yeah, we good on that one, cause they just seem like they got it this year, well coached team, and like I said, man, them dudes play defense. Like they only lost 5 games this whole year,
right?
So they battle tested. So, but anyway, and we got Kansas and Villanova. Now this is game of the powerhouses, powerhouse schools, I should say. Kansas.
Now this game is gonna be more physical. Sorry to cut you off, but this game is gonna be the physical game.
Yeah, it might be. Probably. Kansas, I mean, both teams. Well, I said Villanova had a weak bracket. I ain't taking nothing away from them. I ain't gonna take nothing away from them because they could lose just like any other team out here. But, I don't know, man. They're a good team. I mean, I've seen them. I've seen most of the games throughout the tournament, and they're a pretty good team. You got Brunson. Brunson is a dog. Younger brother of Rick Brunson. Who else? Tichero. What's the guy with the red hair? White guy. Chinzo. Chinzo. He's a hooper. Who else? And the big man is all right too. So, like I said, they what are they the defending champs?
Nah, they lost. North Carolina won last year. They won the year before.
Okay, well, all right. They're not the defending champs, but they were the year before. You know, they still a powerhouse team. So, Villanova. You know, if I'm a cheer for anybody in this game, it's gonna be Villanova. I never really ever fuck with Kansas like that ever. Did you? I never fuck with Kansas.
I was never a Kansas fan, but you know they always had a mob, and you know individual players, you know, you always mess with, you know, Paul Pierce, and they had a lot of high flies come out of Kansas, man.
Danny Manning,
from back in the day.
Who else? Yeah, Chalmers. Chalmers came out of Kansas.
Oh, what's my man? Embiid went to Kansas. Did he go to Kansas, right?
Yeah, he went there. Oubre.
Oubre, yeah. They always had a mob. They always had talent to make it to the league. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I ain't never met the team, but it, you know. But in terms of the matchup, man, I think I might go with Kansas, man. I'm going with the upsets, man. I like speaking of guards, I like Devontae Graham, man. To me, it all depends on what he gonna do, if he gonna show up, because Brunson, he played defense. I think he been shooting real good in the tournament. In fact, I think he's been shooting over 50%, like one stat I saw. So, to me, I think it's going to come down to guard play. You mentioned the shooter for Kansas. I can't think of the guy's name. But I think it's going to be a really good matchup. I think this is the game that's going to come down to the buzzer versus I think both games going to come down to the end. But this is the game everybody wants to see. It's obviously the late game. Like you said, you got two powerhouses going at it, two coaches that are experienced and both got championships under their belt. So, this is definitely going to come down to the end. Villanova obviously is favored. I don't even know what the spread is, but they minus -5. But so to me, that's a little big spread. I can go either way. I'm a pick Kansas just for the upset, just like we did with the last game. But this game can go either way, man. I'm going to go ahead and pick Kansas.
Yeah, either way is pretty much not an upset. I mean,
nah.
These teams, talent-wise, you know, they match up. They, you know, they recruit the same, do the same. So,
right.
You know, probably I say the one that's probably going to be the most fun-filled game probably is the Loyola, because everybody in the game is pretty new to everyone else. Like Kansas and Villanova, we kind of used to seeing them on TV, but get to see Loyola, and we see Michigan a little bit, but it's a game. But Kansas and Villanova, it's two powerhouses, so we'll see.
Hey, you know, another thing. Speaking of Loyola,
look, man, it's Loyola.
Loyola, whatever. Hey, another thing. You know, when you were underdog in this tournament, especially lower seed as they in, the crowd is going to root for them. So, you know, when you play in the big, they playing in the big stadium in San Antonio, so. You're going to have Kansas, Villanova, and then obviously their team fan root for them. So keep that in mind, too, man. Especially if the game close, start to come down to the end, everybody going to be rooting for Loyola. So that's something to keep in mind, man. All the fans, the underdog. It may become a factor. You know, man.
All right. Dr. Jack Ramsey, a.k.a. Miami Will over here. all right. Well, yeah, man. I guess we're going to take a little break. I mean, hopefully we get our other co-hosts in here. Hopefully we get our special guest on the line. But, we want to know what's your top, what we say, the top five college basketball players of all time. What's your favorites and why? You know what? We got 14 minutes. I mean, we could talk about it right now. Really?
That's bad. Let's go ahead.
What's up, Lamont?
He don't hit on any note.
All right. When he click in. But we talking about what's your top five all time? I mean. Favorite basketball players. I mean, it's so many.
Hold on. Before we get there, let's do the other ones just in case Mark or somebody else get in. That could be, I do want to get on Markel Fultz, and then also LiAngelo Ball said he going pro next year.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about taking a break and coming back?
Oh, no, we can stay on this one. You want to do the top five now? Yeah. I was going to say mom was going to get him. Let's do the top five then. What's your top five?
Top five all time. Let me go. One is Jalen Rose.
Okay.
Another one in college. Now, this in college now, Mike Bibby.
Yeah, he's a dog.
I gotta go with Lonzo.
Okay.
Morning in Georgetown. You gotta be, let me see, two other people. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm gonna get my other two back to you, but what you got?
Okay. I gotta get Melo in there.
Okay.
Freshman going to the championship and winning the thing. Gotta go Melo.
Hey.
I gotta go Patrick Ewing, man. Change the game, dominant. Oh, you know, one of the greatest. You gotta go with Kareem. The streak.
I was really pretty much talking about dudes we've seen.
We say, okay, I can go that route too. So
I got one if you don't take him before me, but go ahead.
All right, so Melo definitely on the list. Probably gotta go Duncan. Duncan. I was just dominant, might gotta go Duncan. Maybe Grant Hill.
That was one of your favorites. Grant Hill, or you just saying from a general perspective.
I'll do it.
Nah, he go Mop, man. What's good, Mop? What's good? Hello,
Mark.
He talking about don't do it. Nah, he's slumming. All right, shit, college favorites, man. Them three.
I was gonna look. I was dying for you or me to say the same, but AI.
AI, I was thinking AI too. Yeah, okay, AI. Oh, shit. I don't know who my last one is, man. I don't know what my last one is. I gotta think about that.
I don't know.
I be thinking about folks that carried their team. I was a big C Web fan, but I'm thinking of what's my man out of Charlotte from New York City? Kemba. Kemba carried his team. Carried his team to the Big East Championship and then all the way to the show.
Show did. Alright. Let me see. There's so many. Give me Steve Francis.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, Steve. Dominic.
He was a star. He was star off top at Murrah. Star like first game.
Yeah. Nah, that's a good point.
But yeah, man, we're gonna continue this conversation. We're gonna get Mon on the line first. Mon on the line and then we're gonna go from there, man. We right back at y'all. Sports and Stuff Radio. See y'all in a minute, man. Catch us on Instagram, Twitter. I'll let y'all know.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.